Okay, welcome. Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is November 19th. It's the Saturday before Thanksgiving, and I am your host, Ingrid Castle. I'm the Director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information that's often censored on vaccinations, drugs, and injections of all kinds, so that we can really truly make the only informed choice, which is absolute complete avoidance and refusal. And if we haven't learned that by now, well, I'm not sure what to say, but I've run into people that did not learn it apparently from the H1N1 and, you know, other flu scams. But yeah, that I'm going to mention that a little bit later. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and our main website is vaclib, vaclib.org. So, you know, that's short for Vaccination Liberation, vaclib.org. My business website is humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of lots of toxic poisons, whether it's vaccines, chemicals, microwave radiation, you name it. Now it's spike protein shedding. You know, I mean, they've been poisoning our air, food, and water and trying to blame it on a bug for a long time. So that's why I call the show Immunize Wisely, so that we can strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. I really like the feature that Murr Bailey brought to the show, and that's a chat room. And I like to drop links there. Murr Bailey is great. She posts a lot of great links there. It's Immunize Wisely. That's wisely stylized with a Z to match Immunize. So W-I-Z-E-L-Y, and then .chatango.com, chatango.com. And I often drop important links into that chat room that are related to our discussion. I want to give a big shout-out to Blackbird 9 with the Snack Shack that just took over the previous hour. So, they had a great, interesting discussion about cryptocurrencies. And I want to go ahead and plug that Murr Bailey is going to have a show for the next 9 weeks, I think. Is that what you said, Sam? Yeah, Murr will have a show for the next 9 weeks, by the way, starting tomorrow. So it'll be Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Central Time. So that's what is that? Noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's great that she's going to be doing that. So, and she has a lot to share. She's an excellent researcher, so I'd encourage you to tune in on Sunday afternoons. So, you know, I hope people took advantage of the hemp paste buy two, get one free sale. It ended yesterday because they're taking off for a week. There's going to be no shipping of hemp paste products until after Thanksgiving, Monday after Thanksgiving. So if you missed the shipping deadline but got in there, you just have to be a little patient. It was a great sale, and you can try some of their great products. So that's RBN hemp paste. If you missed it, it's still worth, you know, getting your hemp paste from them. I find it really, really helpful for any kind of nervous system disorders, and for me, any kind of insomnia whatsoever. I want to always make sure I have a sound night's sleep. That's when our cells go into repair mode, is at night. And if you're not getting a good night's sleep, your body's not able to repair. That's just a fact. There is several amazing news items. I mean, it just keeps coming every week. It's like, oh my gosh, can we handle it? Oh, and I should thank Dino for taking the show for me last week. I just, Dr. Dean Lloyd, he did a show on several things, but primarily Sheila G. went into a lot of detail. I thought it was really good. I seriously needed a break. I had a kind of a stressful week, and it was just the way it is. So, before I bring on my guests, I want to just highlight some of the news. It's so wild. So, when the Republicans announced that it was on the 17th that they were going to bring a lot of evidence against Joe Biden that could lead to his impeachment. The Daily Mail today out of the UK published a pretty lengthy article, exclusive, a shocking voicemail, shared bank accounts, dodgy partners, and whistleblowers. DailyMail.com breaks down the jaw-dropping evidence as GOP targets chairman of the board, Joe Biden, and could lead to possible impeachment. House Republicans announced November 17th, they are launching an investigation targeted not only at Hunter Biden, but at the president himself. They are claiming that President Joe Biden was involved in Hunter's controversial foreign business deals, allegedly spanning 50 countries. Representative James Comer laid out his plans to go after the Bidens for alleged wire fraud, tax evasion, money laundering, illegal foreign lobbying, and defrauding the government. Evidence Comer is seeking to claw via subpoena could ultimately result in articles of impeachment for the president and prison for the first son. Joe Biden has long denied having any involvement in and discussions of his son's foreign business dealings. But Daily Mail has published voluminous evidence showing the president was aware of and may even have been involved in his son's affairs. Hunter is currently under a federal criminal investigation for alleged tax evasion, money laundering, and illegal foreign lobbying. Former Treasury Special Agent and money laundering probe expert John Cassara tells Daily Mail that there was much more financial information held by banks that investigators may be able to get. So that's, goes into some detail. It has a video of Joe Biden making a call to Hunter Biden. Then we have Marco Polo releasing a book where he breaks down in detail everything on Hunter's laptop. So I think that's at Marco Polo. I should have grabbed that website, but yeah, pretty amazing. Yeah, I might have screwed up on that. But yeah, it's Marco Polo something. I'll find it and I'll put it in the chat. Anyway, that thing is really heating up. And if that's not bad enough, we have a post that was kind of, I think it was first posted on justthenews.com, and then it's gone all over, and it's also on RBN, where former President Donald Trump on Friday raged. I mean, this is in retaliation for what the Republicans did. So, the next day, I mean, pretty much right away, Merrick Garland decides to appoint a special counsel to oversee its investigations into President Trump's alleged misconduct. And this is on the heels of the Washington Post article that basically shows they never really got anything from the Mar-a-Lago raid, which was not only illegal, but there was all this stuff that was supposed to be taken from the White House illegally, turned out to be just mementos, supposedly, even though there's some proof that they were trying to plant things. Anyway, the whole thing was crazy. So they, I mean, they just keep burying themselves deeper and deeper, these actors. So She says, President Trump says, I have been going through this for 6 years. For 6 years, I've been going through this, and I'm not going to go through it anymore. And I hope the Republicans have the courage to fight this. That's what he told Fox News. I'm not going to partake in it, and I'm not going to partake in this. I mean, he just, he's just so done. I mean, the whole article ends. Hunter is a criminal many times over, and nothing happens to him. Joe Biden is a criminal many times over, and nothing happens to them. It is unfair to the country, to the Republican Party, and I don't think people should accept it. I am not going to accept it. So, I mean, the whole thing is so wild. It's like, are we living in the day of the National Enquirer becoming the real news? It makes you really wonder. And then on to more sobering things. Oh yeah, so actually, yeah, I want to just mention this. We're reaching Frosty Woolridge has a great article on RBN, and it's about the fact that our population, even with the COVID jab so far and a lot of deaths, in 10 years we got another 1 billion people on the planet. There's like 8 billion right now. But he started ending his article with some really sobering statistics of what this forced immigration is on the Western countries of, Europe, Canada, and the United States. He said in the last 22 months of the Biden administration, the U.S. Border Patrol tabulated 5.5 million refugees. They jumped the border. That's the ones that jumped the border, and those are when they counted. And 1.1 million gotaways made their way across without being caught. That's 6.6 million refugee migrants. And that's on top of the 2 million I'm sorry, 2 million legal immigrants in the past 2 years. If allowed, we will see upwards of 10, 20, 30, and even 50 million more immigrants crossing into the USA in the next 10 years. And that source is FAIR, FAIRUS.org. Amazing. I mean, that's, just in 22 months. I mean, those stats are, shocking. Canada has seen over 2 million refugee migrants cross its border to the invitation of Justin Trudeau. Those Middle Eastern and African refugees are changing the entire culture of Canada into a mixture of racial conflict, welfare burden for Canadians, and outright overpopulation of that once sane country. Europe has absorbed over 2 million refugees in the past 3 years, and there is no end to the line. Their cultures, religions, languages, and sheer numbers have caused horrific degradation of Europeans in every country. At some point, America, Canada, and Europe will see their countries degrade into cultural conflict, religious tension, acute water shortages, severe energy crisis, food shortages, and resource exhaustion. That could devolve into anarchy and total breakdown of society. And by the way, that's already happening in an area of Florida that's being taken over by some Yemeni. Is that how we say it? They're from Yemen, Yemen. And the whole community is turned into a Muslim primarily community, with everyone else wanting to move out, So then they take over the city council, and they don't really assimilate well. That's what's true about the Muslims. They do not assimilate. They instead stealthily take over. So that's a huge issue. Western elites continue urging the wealthy West not to stem the migrant tide that adds 80 million net gain annually to the planet, but to absorb our global brothers and sisters until their horrid ordeal has been endured and shared by all 10 billion humans packed onto an ecologically devastated planet. That's what one Dr. Otis Graham says. Finally, on the international scene, Jane Goodall said it best. We can't go on like this. We can't push human population growth over under the carpet. I would encourage every single conservative organization, I'm sorry, conservation organization, every single government organization to consider the absurdity of unlimited economic development on a planet of finite natural resources. Now, we actually, it's the utilization of natural resources and not having access to technologies and free energy. So I wouldn't say we have a finite natural resource. We have technology that's not being utilized so that we can have abundance on this planet. That's the way I see it. A lot of suppressed technology. We shouldn't be, you know, pumping gas and putting it in our cars. That's actually they've had the technology to run on water, hydrogen for a long time. So, you know, we have a lot of suppressed technology. So I'm just have to interject that. So then he ends with a couple short videos that he encourages people to watch. But yeah, it's really, really shocking. Probably the most important thing that I wanted to share is actually involving the Itarecare one. So when I had Jim Ram on August 13th talking about the terahertz energy and the light coming out of the terahertz, the Itarecare classic that is getting such incredible results with people, I asked him point blank, you know, well, what about reversing this jab? You know, the COVID, you know, jab, whether it's Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, you know, and we call it, most of us call it the clot shot or, you know, actually the death shot for many people. But I mean, it's pretty horrific, you know, that so many people took this and not everyone seems to have an adverse reaction initially, but it seems to spread out over time and certainly take out their immune system. We're seeing a cancer explosion like none other. So, especially among those that, you know, took the jab for sure. So, anyway, he said, well, a lot of people are buying it for that express purpose. Well, he just did a show with Ricky Brandino, who is one of the top salespeople of Pryfe International, selling a lot of these. And he had all kinds of testimonies from people. In fact, a lot of the testimonies are from people that aren't admitting that they took the jab, but they were suffering from the results of the jab. They were really sickly, were suffering from an autoimmune disease, et cetera, et cetera. And the Itarecare one repaired their DNA, you know, and that's huge. So he had some amazing stories, and that was on Spreaker, and I'm going to put a link in the chat room. I think it's worth listening to because I think more people need to understand the value of having this, what it does to our water. I mean, we've talked on the show a lot about the importance of having structured water, clean water first, and then structuring it. And if you have a device that can do that and repair the cells in your body and reverse, you know, get the spike protein out, get rid of the graphene oxide, do all of that. I mean, seriously work on the repair of the mitochondria in your body, you know, the communication with the light, the frequency, and the structured water, everything your mitochondria need to perform optimally, you know, that's pretty good for $350. What can I say? That's like, and people need to know it's going to go up to 380. In fact, across the board, all their products are going up December 1st because our dollar isn't that much of value, as well as the cost of everything going up. So, you know, you can certainly contact me. Most people know my phone number. It's posted on RBN too, under host. So, you know, I would encourage you, if you haven't decided to get one, it's certainly a tool, especially if you have parents or loved ones, you know, that have, you know, anyway, we have a break. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What have we learned from the recent election? I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. All of the polls before Tuesday's election predicted a huge red tidal wave, but what really happened was more like a red sun shower. What does this indicate? It could mean that the polls just aren't relevant or reliable anymore. It could mean that Republican voters took massive wins for granted and just didn't turn out to vote. Some will say it's more proof of fraud or a selection rather than an election. I think the results show that far too many people put party politics above their own best interest. Polls showed that the economy and inflation were the number one priority of voters, and polls also showed that voters believe Republicans are better at handling those issues. But voters have been told for years that Republicans are racist Nazis. So maybe many people just won't vote Republican despite believing Republican candidates represent their own best interest. After all, who could vote for Hitler just because milk got too expensive? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Pressed my mute button, and I'm trying to say welcome, and I'm, oh my gosh, my mistake. Thank you, Sam, for letting me know that it was my fault. Of course, I'm like breaking in with no sound, so I have a little mute button. Sometimes I joggle it accidentally, and Yeah, I have to always be aware of that. Anyway, so on Thanksgiving weekend, I was going to have a guest for an hour, and I'm kind of, you know, toying with the idea of just, let's just do 2 hours and, like, talk about our health. I mean, I'm like, pretty concerned with people I know that are patriots that, you know, reach a certain age and they haven't taken care of their health and they're not, you know, completely paying attention. So I really want to, you know, talk about that and have people ask me questions. I mean, I have to admit, you know, I really trashed my health when I was with the Idaho Observer. I did a lot of things I shouldn't have, and I knew better. But the stress, I should have done a lot of things to deal with the stress appropriately. I should have made different choices. But we do a lot of things when we're younger and not as – we reflect back and we say, well, if I knew now what I knew then, I may have done stuff differently. So, you know, I've learned a lot. I've actually learned a lot from my guests and the callers. You know, so many people have taught me a lot. It makes the show what it is. And I know we all miss Jennifer Daniels. She had a great show, really taught a lot of us many, many things. I'm still, you know, considered someone who is fanatical about colon health, which is why I had, you know, the peep Dr. Miller's, you know, daughter and ex, well, widow, on the show to talk about Dr. Miller's holy tea, because even he realized that most people's health problems are related to their digestion and all this stuff that accumulates in the colon walls. So, I mean, you know, I have it posted on my website, 90% of all disease originates in the bowels, and it's your main eliminative organ. You know, people do saunas and all these things to get stuff out of the skin and foot baths. But if you're holding on to all kinds of waste in your colon, it affects your liver, it affects your spleen, it affects your skin's elimination, everything. So, you know, but we've had some great shows. And I know James McCanny right now, he is actually offering even a better special than he offered you guys. I just heard, I believe Dean, Dr. Dean is a distributor, but he's looking at the price of shipping going up because of the diesel shortage is looming. And he's offering $1,000 off his MR5. I just found that out. I'm going to find out some more details. I think it was in the email today or yesterday. So that's a more substantial savings than what the code, you know, when I had him on the show. But still, you know, with money being tight, if you can afford, you know, $1,800, it's great. It's something I really am wanting for sure. But I'm, you know, juggling myself. Just like RBN and everyone else, you know, it's like, you know, can we all survive this game as the economy goes down? So anyway, without much further ado, I'm going to bring on, I want everyone to know, I'm going to bring on Dave and possibly be joined with his wife, Nancy Pruitt, of Pruitt's Tree Resin Ministry. And they have the website, themiraclesalve.com. It's really an incredible product. It's multi-generational. I mean, he took it over from his grandparents. They started many years ago, and they have endless stories and certainly wouldn't be around, without it. I know I found out about them from Eric the Freedom Screamer. They have an ad on courtroomwatch.org, so they support his work, and they're patriots through and through. They listen to RBN. I would like to see that, you know, RBN, you know, consider, you know, having a code and, you know, promote their product too, and maybe get a cut off that. So we're going to explore that. But really a fabulous product that I think everyone needs to have. So after the break, he's going to be coming on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Castle, and I have a great guest, Dave Pruitt of Pruitt's Tree Resin Ministry. He's going to be joined with his wife, Nancy Pruitt, and they are a fourth generation of a multi-generational family-run ministry making this tree resin salve, and they're dedicated to helping, empowering, and educating people about natural health. And their specialty is using ancient pocket tree resins from conifers trees to research, develop, and create natural health products and remedies. So you can go to their website, themiraclesalve.com. And if you don't have the internet, we will be putting out a number that you can call to get the product, because we're going to offer a discount after the end of the show. I want everyone to know that they can be getting a discount, and we're hoping to offer this discount for a long time, actually, for RBN people. you know, because it is incredible. And even Eric, the Freedom Screamer, may be calling in because he has some amazing testimonies himself. He's been helped. He's helped so many friends and family in upstate New York with this product. So anyway, welcome to the show, David. I really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much. And I have Nancy here with me, too.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi, Nancy. So it's so exciting because you guys have so much experience. You know, I really wanted to start out with, you know, some history in the family. I mean, obviously, you know, when the business was created, what inspired your relative to create this business. I mean, everyone loves to hear that kind of, you know, folklore from, at this point, would it be the 1800s, late 1800s, or?
This would have actually been my great-grandfather who started this. So I'm fourth generation. He started this back around he had been experimenting with quite a bit of the stuff, including like colloidal silver generators and items like that. I actually have some of the old, he was one of the first people that I'm aware of to make colloidal silver generators available to the general public. And he started off making just, he started off with the tree resins and making a salve, PAV. He started with that and then the pure resins, and then it just kind of evolved from there. He was doing this in his, you know, he was an inventor, kind of a mad scientist kind of a guy.
Right.
He was a vegetarian his whole life, practiced what he preached. And his name was Forrest. You can read about him on the About Us page of our website. Mm-hmm. He was very interested because if you look at a lot of the tree resins available, many of them are dried. That means that many of the volatile oils, the terpenes, that are in the tree resins are vented off. So you're losing most of the potency of those tree resins. So he got very interested in old growth, ancient pocket resins that come from inside of the tree, the heart of the tree, and not only interested in what they could do medicinally, but also how they could be graded, how they could be collected. He really went down the rabbit hole, and then my father really helped him expand that. And my dad's actually the one who made most of the most popular things, like the Super Cocoa Resin, like the Super PAV. He was really the genius behind creating most of those.
Wow, fascinating.
Go ahead.
No, that's really fascinating to me because, you know, I'm thinking, well, how would you even harvest that without hurting the tree? I mean, are you tapping it like you would maple syrup? I mean, I'm just curious.
Sometimes it really depends on the tree and the situation. Dad's the expert when it comes to those things. He's the tree guy. I have very little experience compared to him. He's just, you know, he's been doing this longer than I've been alive. So there are multiple ways to collect it. And you have to remember that it's not like a maple tree. You know, if you tap it and you come back, there may not be high-quality resin back in there. And the thing is you know, let's say you tap 2,000 trees, you may or may not get any, you know. And it's not like a maple tree. You can't just go up to it and tap it and it flows freely. That would be when you see many of these companies who offer resins normally, they are offering what we call inferior resins, and that's nothing to insult them. It's just they're inferior resins because they're normally sap resins. They go up to the tree and they'll peel all the outer bark off and expose the cambium and get them to start weeping. Tree resins. And what happens is many times by the time you get it, it's got, it's very cloudy. It's got lots of dirt and debris and things like that in it. When you get our natural gold or our natural number one or any of those tree resins, normally we do a free upgrade to people on the natural number one to our gold, which is a blend of many different types of ancient pocket resins. The reason we do that is what we found is by blending our favorites, we're able to get something that's a lot more well-rounded for making your own salves, because there's a lot of people who make their own salves. There's a lot of people who use it for making their own chapstick and different things like that.
Huh. So you will sell, it's somewhat of a thick liquid, I would assume, right?
Yeah, it's think of like a thicker oil. It's very, very, it's thinner than a lot of people are expecting it to be, because so many of the terpenes are so well preserved in there. So as the terpenes vent off, it becomes stickier and thicker. But mm-hmm. it'll go on like a thick oil. Mm-hmm. Eric really likes it. He likes the pure resin. I find myself carrying our Super Cocoa Resin essential oil in a small essential oil roller, and that's pre-mixed using our proprietary low-heat bonding process, and we're using coconut oil, olive oil, and our best resins in there. And I just like that because it's very versatile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we use it for everything from bug bites, eczema, diaper rash, mm-hmm. burns, cuts, scrapes, wounds, and just all kinds of things.
Yeah, so, you know, I do, there's still some questions about this history. So what year was this? Did you say again? I'm sorry. It was like...
So he started, Grandpa started experimenting with it back in the 50s, my great-grandfather. He had already gotten into it. He had been in the logging industry, so he had been exposed to old-growth trees and that kind of thing. By the
right.
70s, he had started playing around with formulas and all that. Things really started picking up for him in the 90s. That uh-huh. was when he got the 1-800 number. That was when he started actually moving forward with things.
So we're talking about, it's not really that, like 60 years, you know, what is that, 70 years ago in the 50s. So,
yeah.
So, okay, so was he in Missouri? You're in Missouri right now, right?
I'm on Missouri, yeah. He was in Northern California.
Okay, so, yeah, because they were doing a lot, that's where a lot of old growth is, okay. So that's where he was. Okay, yeah, he was on the land, sorry about that.
That's fine.
No, you're correct.
Yeah, he was, so Grandpa Forrest was, he was in the natural health, he was a big distributor for like the food grade hydrogen peroxide, the you know, back before people knew anything about that. He was big into those colloidal silver generators. I'll have to send you a picture of that. They use like a little 9-volt battery.
Yeah.
And he was big into those before anyone knew anything about those. He was creating those.
Right.
He was big into natural health all around. He talked to medical missionaries. We still mm-hmm. have people who call who dealt with him, you know, 30, 40 years ago. And so he had been playing around with tree resins ever since he was young, from my comprehension on it. And then as things just kind of, he would make it for friends, the salve and everything for friends and family members. And after researching and seeing that, you know, Lewis and Clark used tree resins, it's all mm-hmm. throughout their journals. They used them, for many different uses, and I can send you some literature on that. And there's also, there's a huge Native American amount of uses that are medicinal. So he got very interested in it because of how many different uses there were for wounds, for infections, all kinds of, I mean, all throughout the ages. And then when you think about it, the other thing that is really, really interesting is when you, like, if you've read the Bible, you'll find that two of the three gifts given to Jesus, Yeshua, were tree resins. So frankincense and myrrh are tree resins. And
right.
the last one was gold. So we would assume that tree resins are as important, of equal importance or greater importance to gold, because two of the gifts were tree resins. It's very interesting when you start thinking about it from that point of view.
Absolutely. So where right now you have to get new resins, you know, from these trees. What trees are you using? Are they from Missouri? Are you do you have a source in California? I'm just curious where your source of trees for the resins are.
We have some traditional sources that I'm not really going to go. I'll go into it off air with you, but we're not going to.
Oh, that's
go
okay.
Into
well, that's okay. But you have good sources of clean that
yes.
are, you know, done. You know, I mean, that's the whole thing. You don't want to have a bunch of dirt in it. It has to be done like your grandpa did it. Your grandpa perfected a way of extracting the resin and preserving the terpenes. That's really important, is preserving the terpenes, which is, you know, the same thing with hemp paste. It's preserving the terpenes, you know, the that's the whole value of the plant matter, is preserving those terpenes. That's what's therapeutic.
Exactly. And not only that, is also trying not to heat it, because we don't want to lose any terpenes. So, like,
yep.
when you look at our pure gold, it's unfiltered, unmolested, just like it would have come out of the tree. And
right.
that's quite a feat, because we have many people who, to make it look even similar to what we've got, they have to mix oils with theirs, and they have to reconstitute it because it's already lost so many of the terpenes, so much of that benefit. And some of those pockets, it's very hard to date pockets, but some of those mm-hmm. pockets could be, you know, almost as old as those trees, and some of those trees are very old.
Right. Wow, no, this is fascinating. So, yeah, so you've developed several different products. You mentioned this, I mean, a lot of these people, you know, that are giving these testimonies, they keep mentioning PAV. What does PAV stand for, and what does this salve composed of?
So PAV was the original formula for the salve. It was just an acronym. And Grandpa, he started with the PAV. The PAV has been pretty much phased out, because the super PAV, you're getting significantly more tree resin. We're putting the maximum amount of tree resin in there, which is what actually does everything that you want it to do in there. With the original PAV, there are some people who just, you know, that's what they originally got turned on to. And what made it popular, and the term famous for fungus became synonymous with that. Because so few people, if you think about it, how many times have you cut yourself, or those things don't happen as often as people have nail fungus or have a friend with nail fungus. Everyone knows someone who's got nail fungus. So many mm-hmm. times people would try the PAV and have amazing success with it. So that's why it became famous for fungus. And then what happened was, for a very long time, Grandpa only had the PAV. He had the pure resin, and, you know, a lot of people enjoy that, but it's, you have to learn how to apply it. You know, you've got to put some kind of a carrier oil over top of it, like coconut oil or olive oil, to help draw it into the body and to keep bandages and dressings from sticking to it, you know. So the PAV took away much of the hardship dealing with pure tree resins. Because it's a salve, it's much more easy to apply. It goes on easier. It's just, it's kind of like one of those things. You throw it in a backpack, you've got it with you. It's not a big deal when you go out hiking or whatever, if you get a scrape or a mosquito bite. And it became just very, very popular for that reason.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty...
The Super PAV came along because we wanted to be able to create something that had more, the maximum amount of tree resins in it, without it becoming sticky like epoxy, you know? So the SuperPav came along, and then the SuperPav in combination with a previous product that he had, the grandpa had worked on, which is Care Plus, K-A-R-E Plus, and Care Plus is a formula that's designed specifically for nail fungus, so it's a two, it's basically a two-part attack on nail fungus. It attacks, the Care Plus is a liquid that penetrates deeply into the nail bed and carries the tree resins and those terpenes down into the nail bed to attack nail fungus where it's, when it's really bad. And then that has a very fast absorption rate. And then the super PAV is then applied over top of it to have a slower absorption rate to keep attacking the nail fungus and basically be a much more effective combination.
Okay, I have a couple questions. So it seems to me a lot of this stuff, like the nail fungus, it would tend to come back because a lot of that stuff's internal, right? So
yes.
So what would you recommend that someone do so it doesn't come back? You don't have to keep applying over and over again. Shouldn't they do some of the resin internally? I mean, I mentioned that to Nancy, I think, you know?
Yeah, so, well, some people I'm not a doctor. I can't recommend treat, diagnose, prevent, cure any disease.
Right.
With that disclaimer out of the way, we do have quite a few people who take the tree resin internally. The thing is, you need to remember that these are very powerful. There's a lot of terpenes there, and because there are so many volatile oils, that can be very taxing on the liver, from my comprehension on the subject. So if you've got a bad liver, if you've got anything like that going on, you might want to think about it before you go trying it. But I know that Eric, and there's a number of other people who do a few drops of like the super cocoa resin, for instance, which has a carrier oil, the coconut and the olive oil. So it's diluted down a little bit, and you do a few drops of that. I've done that in my like peppermint tea and stuff, and I like it quite a bit. I've done the pure resin. I actually like, you take, if you look in the Lost Book of Herbal Remedies, she talks about using spruce resin in there. I actually like our pure gold resin. I'll take that and then some honey and put that in a cup, and it is fantastic. There's nothing else like that. I've tried inferior resins, there's just nothing as amazing as that. Like I think I did like a quarter of a teaspoon to a half teaspoon in about an 8-ounce glass, and then honey to taste, and it was a wholesome treat. I've taken quite a bit of it internally. We just think that you should be aware that there's not, traditionally it's been used internally. But we have to be careful about saying that that's what it's for. I mean, we provide it to you for external use. If you choose to use it internally, that's on you, you know. So many people do a few drops of that in tea. I have not tried it in coffee, so I don't know about that. We do a lot of Patty Arco also, because that helps with candida and a lot of those fungal issues. I just got done working on a Patty Arco tincture. I'm straining a Patty Arco tincture as we speak, but I'm letting it I'm letting it strain itself, I should say. But you can use things like that. There's some people like using colloidal silver. Some people, you know, there's many ways to get rid of that fungal problem in the gut. There are different protocols like the GAPS protocol. You can do it that way, but you really need something that's going to get it at its source. And we've had many people who've had very good luck and I'm sorry, I've got my little guy in the background, but
it's okay.
We've had very good luck. A number of people that we've known who have used it for nail fungus, they've never had it come back. So, I mean, we had a friend who's, I'll share with you off air, their name, but they have a show also, and they used our SuperPav, just our SuperPav, on they had some nail fungus that they'd had for like 15 years. By the time they started applying it, they kept applying it till it grew out far enough for them to trim off the nail. And then I think they did it for another week after that. It took like 6 weeks or whatever, but it got rid of it after they had tried everything, you know, essential oils, everything, and nothing had touched it. So that when we hear back from people like that, that's a real blessing to us, and that makes it all worth it. You know, that makes it's about helping people. That's what it's always got to be about.
Right, and especially some of these wounds are incredible.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, he says this. They said that my family found out about the pitch in the early 1940s. Now, is that's someone else? It's Sarge in Medford, Oregon.
Could you repeat yourself? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Well, it says that I'm looking at this testimony, and it's talking about pitch. I was asked about my experience with pitch, which is
okay,
and resin. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, when we look at a tree, I mean, I had, you know, a great old, you know, spruce tree. Anyway, it was really old, really very old growth, but it had, you know, tons of the sap going down. And most people would call it pitch. And you can use that. So, you know, and he's talking about using this pitch. And that's on your website at the end of the testimonies. And I'm thinking...
Back in the good old days, Grandpa knew that people didn't know what ancient pocket resins were.
Right.
So he would just label the ancient pocket resins as pitch because no one knows how to go or no one knew what he was talking about. No one knew what he and Dad were talking about when they would tell people about ancient pocket resins. And, you know, not everyone has 10 minutes every time someone asks about what you do to explain it to them. So back in the good old days, he would label it as pitch, even though it was ancient pocket resins.
Right. Okay.
Well, so that's why some of the testimonials you see.
Right. This is in Medford, Oregon. So it was. We kept pitch on it for two more days. Anyway, it was completely healed without a scar, a pretty serious sawmill accident, you know, where, you know, anyway. I mean, you can get some pretty serious injuries in a sawmill. And it healed really well with the gob of pitch. So this is the pocket resin is much more refined. It has more terpenes and is much, you know, it seems to
found it depends, you know, every tree you're going to get, whether it be pitch or ancient pocket resin from or anything like that. Every tree is going to be a little bit different, and the age of it is going to matter. Our family invented the grading system and the cataloging system for all those different types of ancient pocket resins.
Okay.
So,
well, we have. Let's start the top of the hour with that. How you do all that? Yeah, I know it's fascinating to me. So stay tuned. You're listening to Dave Pruitt.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get. And you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.